My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He rose to the number 3 position in the Air Force, serving as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff. During his career, he also served as Vice Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces Europe. He is now a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his insights on reports that Russia is aggressively stepping up its military presence in Syria in support of the Assad regime. And General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, we're hearing very different accounts here. Most of the independent media accounts suggest there's a lot more shipments landing in Syria with Russian military equipment and not just defensive. Considerable tank deployments at critical areas are being moved along the front. And that suggests that Russia's not just ready to protect Damascus, but to actually take the fight to ISIS. And the Russian government says, we've always had a pretty good relationship with the Syrians. We help train. We show them how to use equipment. Nothing to see here. What's your read?
There's no question that the Russians are in for the full count to support Bashar al-Assad and keep staying in power. And if anybody's got any question, they do not understand it. Their first challenge is to defeat ISIS, but also to defeat al-Nusra, which is a spinoff of al-Qaeda there, and any other adversaries that try to take Bashar al-Assad down. So that is going to put us in a very difficult position. It's going to be very interesting to see how this administration tries to sort it out.
Is that the extent of Putin's interest here, is just to make sure that Assad stays in power, or does he have something larger in mind if, in fact, he can succeed in that endeavor?
Well, he's got something much larger in mind because of his alliance with Iran, and he sees that Iran is going to be the hegemon as a result of this nuclear agreement that the Obama administration has come up with. And he wants to have his chips on the side of the hegemon in the Middle East. And so he has a direct position to want to keep Bashar al-Assad, who the Iranians have been supporting, because they are Alawites and they are a Shiite minority. And he also wants to play a greater role in the Middle East. So this is not just a temporary move on his part, Greg. This is a very important strategic move. He sees a weakness in the U.S. foreign policy and a weakness in this administration's desire to support historical allies that the United States has supported. So it has both a tactical and a strategic purpose behind it.
You mentioned a moment ago, sir, that it's going to be very interesting and perhaps very difficult for the United States to respond to this move on the part of the Russians. What would be the smart response?
That is a great question, because we've dug ourselves into a hole that we've got to get out of. First of all, I would terminate the Iranian nuclear agreement. That is the most dangerous thing that is going on now. Now, is it surprising that Russia and China, who are members of the P5 plus one, strongly supported that agreement because it was in their interest? So I think if you want to take a strategic view of what we have to do to dig our way out of this hole, that's what I would do. This president will not do that. So what we are left with are tactical issues on what we can do on defeating ISIS, which helps Bashar al-Assad stay in power. And unfortunately, in Baghdad and Iraq, we are playing right into the hands of Iran. So this president has not left himself with many options that in the long run benefit the United States and our allies, like Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, in the Middle East. He has given his successor a very difficult hand, and I don't have a good answer on what the best way to play this right now is. But the first thing I would do, and I hope our Congress figures a way out of it, is ensure that that nuclear agreement is not completed, that we do not lift the sanctions and the other things that the Congress can do. Otherwise, we have dug a very deep hole and probably have lost the Middle East.
Sir, obviously right now, as you pointed out, there is a big fight going on between two entities that we would both like to see lose. And one is the Assad regime and the other is ISIS. Which is more important that it falls first?
ISIS. ISIS, it's clear, radical Islam. Look, we lived with Bashar al-Assad for a long time. He was on our side during Desert Storm when we went against Saddam Hussein. So ISIS must be defeated, and that evil ideology of radical Islam must be defeated first in the Middle East.
General, if in fact that is the case, then what happens in Iraq if you've got the Bashar Assad regime entrenched in, there in Damascus, and Iran, of course, emboldened to the east?
Well, that's the difficult part that we're faced with, and it's clearly not an easy problem to resolve. I think it's going to be very, very difficult for America to dig out of this one the way this administration has set it up. We clearly do not want Iran to be the hegemon and then a nuclear power as well, because that nuclear agreement, it gives them a nuclear capability that the international coalition and the UN have approved after 10 years. We give them roughly $1 trillion over 10 years. That's $150 billion in embargo dollars that would be released to them, plus $75 million in oil revenues a year because we take off the oil embargo. So that's almost $1 trillion that will reinforce radical Islam led by Iran. So it makes no sense whatsoever to complete that treaty. It is very dangerous.
Two quick questions before we let you go, sir. First of all, what's the compelling interest for the Russians and the Iranians to be allied? We've obviously seen that they have a good relationship. Russia has bankrolled and helped to develop much of the infrastructure for the nuclear program. Yet Russia's fighting a pretty fierce battle against terrorists in its own right when you talk about the Chechenian separatists and so forth. So what's the attraction here?
For them, it's a strategic attraction. Clearly, can sell a lot of weapons to the Iranians. They need the port in Syria because it is the only Mediterranean port that they have. And so that's very important for their presence in NATO's southern flank. Finally, they need a counter to the United States in the Middle East. And if Iran's a hegemon and they're closely aligned with Russia, they benefit greatly.
Does this partnership continue long term, do you think? Or ultimately, does one want to be in charge and they end up at loggerheads with one another?
Well, I think it'll be long term. And, of course, it's difficult to say what long term means, Greg. But the fact is it will go on 25 to 50 years. I don't think it will come to being. The difficulty is the sanctions that we have put on Russia and NATO has in the European Union because of the Ukraine are really driving the Russian economy down. So they need to have allies to the south. And that could be a strong economic boost to the Russian economy.
General, unfortunately, we'll need to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He rose to the position of Assistant Vice Chief of Staff, also served as Vice Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces Europe. He's now a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.